Since we have covered what the CSSRS looks like at the assessment phase, let's now turn to see the implementation of the CSSRS for the middle and the late stages of treatment, which I will refer to as the ongoing treatment. This is the phase that I talked about earlier with the quality improvement gap that we can improve on as an agency, and the CSSRS will help us do so. At each contact, one of the following is going to be required for all consumers. Number one, two CSSRS questions will be embedded in the Wellage in Progress note for consumers whom are designated as low intensity. There will be some exceptions with certain procedure codes that will not house these two questions, and I'll go into that in more detail in the next slide. The two questions are, have you actually had any thoughts of killing yourself? Have you done anything, started to do anything, or prepared to do anything to end your life? The next important question is, who can ask these questions? Any mental health staff can ask these questions. If information is positive for SI, we would reach out to a clinician for a formal assessment. As you recall from Kelly Poster's 30-minute video, there was an example of a police officer using the CSSRS screener version, which I will be discussing in subsequent slides. These two questions were actually pulled from that screener version. And Kelly Poster noted that you do not need any mental health training to utilize the screener. Different kinds of professions can utilize this, as we saw in that example of the police officer. Hence, we feel comfortable using these two questions from the screener version and any mental health staff asking these questions.